The only real wonder is that you're not already in hell. Just think about the people who have passed into the next life before you that deserve hell far less and seem just as likely to be alive today as you. And now their case is closed. Even now they are crying out from the ultimate pain and despair, a cry for mercy will never be answered. And here you are, in the land of the living, alive, and having an opportunity for mercy, for salvation, for eternal paradise, being handed you as a free gift. What would those poor, damned, and helpless souls give for the chance that you have? And right now, you have that chance, that opportunity. Worth more than all the gold the world can offer. A day where Christ has thrown the door of mercy wide open. And he stands there calling, crying out with a loud voice to poor, helpless, wretched sinners. Let me speak just for a moment to those who are older. Those who have lived a long, full life and yet to this day are not born again. Of all people, you tread on some of the most dangerous ground. Not just because life will likely end sooner than those younger. No. Your case is extremely dangerous because your guilt and your hardness of heart is so greater. Do you see? Even in the midst of some of the greatest revivals, how few of your fellow seniors turn to Christ? It's because of their hardness of heart, not elderly wisdom. You need to wake up yourself. Now, just a quick word to any young men and young women that might be listening. Thousands of your peers are turning to Christ for his free gift. You especially have an unusually rare opportunity. But if you neglect it, it will be but a bat of an eye. And you'll be in the ranks of those who are old and hard-hearted, unable and unwilling to repent. So to everyone that is yet out of Christ and hanging over the pit of hell, young and old, male and female, listen to that voice in your heart right now. As God calls you through his word and his spirit, this acceptable year of the Lord. A day of such great favor and grace to some will doubtlessly be a day of unspeakable wrath and vengeance to others. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Hebrews 3:15. Men's hearts harden each time they hear a message of salvation and turn away. Men's hearts harden with each sin. Yet God seems to be hastily gathering in his elect from every nation in a very special way right now. Once that's done, the rest will be blinded. If that happens with you, you will eternally curse this day. And you will surely curse the day that you were born because you live in a day and age when God graciously held out his hand of love and forgiveness to you. And you have seen and heard of his free grace. And if you reject it, you'll wish that you had died and gone to hell before you had heard it. Much like the days of John the Baptist, the axe is set at the base of the tree, ready to chop down every tree that does not bring forth good fruit, so that it may be cast into the fire. And that good fruit is to repent. Change the way you think about God, salvation, and the things of God. Stop trusting in your basically good life. Put your trust in Jesus Christ to save you. If you are out of Christ, awake and flee from the wrath to come. Because the wrath of Almighty God is undoubtedly hanging over most who will watch this program. In closing, I offer you this paraphrase of a prayer from Henry Greenwood entitled An Earnest and Zealous Prayer to be Saved from the Damnation of Hell. Lord Almighty God, I am that sinner described in this program, and I recognize that despite my prior way of thinking, you are the source of any goodness, any happiness that's been in my life. And I fall down humbly as a poor, unworthy servant before your awesome and fearful majesty. I have been cut to the heart by what has been said, and I admit my wickedness. I'm not just sinful. I'm wicked. Oh, Lord, as ashamed as I am to come before you because of how sinful I am, in light of your purity and perfection, I also know that I have nowhere else to turn. I can't appeal to my own goodness or to my religion or anything else. I only come on the basis of your mercy. I only come on the basis of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the basis of what he did. Lord, I have heard that he died a painful death to pay for men's sins, and that whoever trusts in him for salvation will be saved. So please, Lord, look at me not on the basis of what I've done, but on the basis of what he has done. Accept me for his sake. Please, don't punish me because you've already punished him in my place. Oh God, my heart trembles with uncertainty of it all. If you reject me, I will surely go to hell. Please, Lord, I beg you for pardon and the assurance of that pardon, so that what is left of my life can be now used to serve you instead of rebelling against you. What will become of me if, for my sins, when I die, I'm thrown into that lake that burns with fire, that place where men scream and wail continually, Lord, please, don't deal with me according to my sins and your justice, please. Deal with me according to your endless mercies. Lord, I beg you to look into my heart right now and see the terrors that are in there. Please don't allow my cries for mercy to fall on deaf ears. You are a God of endless compassion. Please don't cast me from your presence. I'm the workmanship of your own hands. My God, I know that Scripture says you do not delight in the death and damnation of a sinner. So my only hope is that you will be moved to show pity on me. And I beg you, Jesus Christ, to intercede on my behalf to God the Father. May your Spirit speak to mine that I'm yours. Please, let me know that my name is written in the book of life, and my soul is released from the fearful damnation of hell. And towards that purpose, please, Lord, remove all my sins from my soul. Replace it with those gifts of your Spirit and grace that you so freely give to your children. Please, give me faith in your promises your love and your majesty, zeal for your glory, obedience to your laws, and guide me daily by your blessed Spirit into all truth and godliness. And Lord, please help me to fall out of love with those things of the world and to hate the little sins as much as the great sins. Lord, please breathe life into me, the life of your Spirit. Give me a heart that is on fire for your truth. Oh, Lord, if I could only hunger and thirst after grace as the deer does over the running stream of water, if I could only say with the writer of the Psalms that I delight in your commandments. I don't just respect them, I love to keep them. Please, make me like that, oh Lord. Because I know apart from that, I'm lost, both in this life and the next. I put my life into your hands, oh God. You alone are worthy of praise. May you have mercy on my soul for Jesus' sake. Amen.